time for the biggest little show on the internet, LFR, Little Fella Radio, with host AJ and co-host Sydney. Pencils down, earbuds in, it's now time for the show to begin. And here's AJ!
Welcome to Little Fella Radio on littlefellaradio.com. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, AJ.
I'm Sydney, your co-host. Make sure you follow Little Fella Radio on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Today's show is brought to you by the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Amazon is the number one way to save a few dollars. If you or your parents shop Amazon, tell them to do it through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com. Show just started and I already can't English.
When can we ever English?
I don't know. What's new, right? Because we're us.
Englishing is just not a thing. You know, what even is English?
What even?
Perfect example.
What even is the Englishing of the humans?
Yeah.
Us humanoids don't English because that is not our common language.
Yeah, what is language English?
See, us humans, we came from a planet far out into a completely different galaxy, a different universe, and
I just don't know how to English.
Let me continue. And we spoke a completely different language and had a completely different culture. And then we came to this, and then in some weird panic, we came to this place that we call Earth, and we now have lost our old ways, and we have brought up this new language, but some of us still have the intellect to go back to those old days and speak that old language. And that is us un-Englishers that don't know how to English because...
That's a great hypothesis.
Thank you. I guesstimated.
Yeah.
Oh God, don't say,
I just can't English.
Don't say school stuff. It reminds me how close school is.
I'm actually really excited.
Someone has to be. Because it ain't me.
Bad. Like, I'm just like super excited because it's high school. I mean.
Oh yeah, you're a freshman. I could have sworn I saw a penny here not too long ago.
No.
Someone hid that penny. I swear I saw a penny.
No.
Don't be miss. You're lucky.
Yeah.
I swear, I need to find a penny before the show stops.
I'm telling you, like, I'm never going to trust you. Like, when you,
you're going to forget within 2 minutes.
True. I'm going to, like, turn my back 1 second, and you're just like, penny. Doom.
Because why wouldn't I? It's the...
Because you're AJ.
Yeah. Me, AJ. I throw pennies at freshman.
Love it. That was great.
Thank you. I try my best to act like Forrest Gump.
Oh my, that's your Forrest Gump impression?
No, but I'm about to try to do Forrest Gump.
Do it.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh my God. No.
Okay, Jenny.
I haven't watched that movie in forever. I love that movie, though.
I didn't watch it till the end of my freshman year.
Why, though?
Because I don't know.
I watched it in seventh grade for the first time.
You know, I thought Forrest Gump was supposed to be like some Tyler Perry movie.
Why?
I thought it was a Tyler Perry movie, and then I realized that it had, what was it, Tom Hanks, Tom Cruise? Tom something.
Tom something, that's
there,
all
there
I know.
There was a Tom in there.
Yeah.
And I realized that it had nothing to do with what I thought it did.
Yeah.
Jenny was horrible.
Don't you talk bad about Jenny.
Jenny, she...
How dare you?
She left Forrest in the middle of a road.
True. But you know what? Jenny is still awesome. You go, Jenny.
Jenny's an... last I remember, Jenny joined a hippo.
Yeah.
She joined a hippo group.
Yeah, hippo group.
Hippocrates.
Great. Love it.
Hippocrates.
Yeah.
Hippocrips.
That's great. The favorite, like, the best part about that movie is when he pulls out a box of chocolates. Chocolates?
Did you say the word correctly, or are you questioning your English now?
I'm questioning my life.
I went 0 to 100. No, that went 0 to negative 50 real quick. That took a depressing turn. We're questioning my life. Just
English ever.
So you just decide to question your life?
Why not?
What's the reason of life if I can't English?
No, but I just love chocolate.
Okay, I guess we're talking about chocolate now. Is it...
What is that reaction for?
I don't know. I'm confused.
Why? What's so confusing?
I don't know.
Now you're becoming me. Like, everything's confusing.
No, not everything's confusing. Just you're confusing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You take that as you wish, compliment or not, but it's something.
It's true, though.
It is a...
It's very true.
It is a statement. That's what it is. It is a statement. True or false?
It's a true statement.
True? Okay. It is a true statement said by Sydney herself.
Wow, what are you saying, AJ? You saying that
you said it was a true statement?
Wow, no. Whatever, AJ. I get it. Whatever.
You're the reason people don't like me.
I'm just kidding.
I bet there are people on this that watch the show that are just like, oh my God, Sydney is live. I only want to watch Sydney. She's the show.
No.
And they're just like, God, I don't even know why AJ is there. Just like, get rid of him. And then there's other people.
Oh, that's horrible.
And then there's other people that are just like, AJ's the greatest. He doesn't need a co-host. He could solo ride this thing. And then there's other people like, they're a great team, like Batman and Robin. They're a dynamic duo, partner in crime.
I'm crying inside.
You always cry on the inside.
True.
God, this
that
show.
Also went very dark.
This show. I don't know where this is heading.
I don't know either.
It's heading down a dark path already.
Yeah, it's very.
I think we have such dark. Because
it's just common for us, though. You know.
Like, I mean, I do
this
take.
This is just a regular show.
I do take dark turns from time to time on stuff, but I mean, I don't question life and all that.
You know what? Don't judge.
I contemplate.
No
thoughts.
One's in place of judging right now.
Oh, someone's
no
always
one.
Judging.
True.
I see you, Christopher. You judging. Listen here. Just because what happened that one time that you know about doesn't mean everyone else needs to know. And you can stop judging. That's right. I know where you judge. And you too, Judy.
Exposed.
Yeah. Judy, she's always judging people, giving her thoughts and doing
That's
what she...
That's her job.
I'm glad you got that. Oh, I don't know if you would get that. What's that one dude? Judge.
I don't know. I just know Judge Judy. Just because, like...
I think it's like Judge like Mathers or something like that. He's funny. He's supposed to be a judge that's serious and does serious stuff and, like, says if you're getting money or not. But this dude makes me laugh more than Judy does.
I don't get it.
Judy makes me, like... What the heck was that? You just... You, like, legit let all of the air out of your lungs.
Because you were like, he makes me laugh more than anything. And I'm just like,
no.
I don't get it.
No. See, I messed up right there. He doesn't make me laugh more than anything. That's Senpai, but we're going to leave Senpai. Oh. We're going to try to leave Senpai.
Let's leave Senpai out of this.
For now.
If he forever.
If he pops up later in the show, then that's all right.
Fine.
Good. Good.
Whatever.
I am so tired. I haven't slept in over 24 hours.
And that's great.
Neither has she.
True. Well, actually, yes, I had 3 hours of sleep.
I didn't. I don't take naps because if I take a nap, I'm not waking up. And this show had to happen, am I right?
Well, I put an alarm to wake up because I went to sleep at like 10 and I wanted to wake up at 11. So I put an alarm for 11 and my mom came in my room and turned it off because I didn't wake up to it. And then she woke me up at like 1.
It's a good thing you managed to make
Thanks,
it to the
mom.
Show.
I know. I was so mad. I would like I had to rush everything.
I watched the sunrise this morning.
Why though?
I had nothing better to do. It's 6:05 technically. 5 o'clock in the morning. Nick Jr.'s on. No, Nick at Night's on, but they're only playing George Lopez, and you can only take so much of George Lopez.
I don't have a TV in my room.
Wow. Welcome to the 20th century again. Yeah, I just went there.
All right, go on.
But Disney Jr.'s on. You got George Lopez, and you can't really handle George Lopez.
George Lopez is.
And
awesome.
I don't like Uncle Grandpa, so I didn't want to watch that show. Mm-mm. And so all I did was like listen to music until like 10 o'clock.
I just watched YouTube all night.
I didn't feel like watching YouTube, so I just went on iFunny and put on music on the TV, and I was just like,
hate
party.
iFunny.
What? What?
Okay, we've discussed this before.
We have.
iFunny, like, I just don't find it funny.
That's because you're a freshman.
Excuse me?
It's because you're a freshman. And you're not into memes and GIFs and...
That's because they're...
They're what?
I'm gonna keep my peace with everyone in the world right now because everyone in the world right now will hate me if I say that memes are dumb. But I'm not saying that.
She just said it. She just said memes are dumb. Like you heard her say, I'm not saying memes are dumb.
Yes, he is.
She emphasized the memes are dumb part.
I mean, they are.
Okay. See, if y'all stop liking Sydney and you
Sydney
want a
fans.
New and you have RIP Sydney fans. I didn't think I'm gonna make that a Twitter hashtag, RIP Sydney fans. Everyone's gonna be like, huh?
Be like, who? What Sydney fans?
Eventually will become a hashtag on Twitter.
Where?
On Twitter. Where else? Become a hashtag on Twitter.
I don't have a lot of followers on Twitter.
I don't either. Because I don't really have a Twitter for myself.
I have
Twitters for like... One was for my old YouTube channel that I just gave up on because I'm not ready to be a YouTuber all the way. Even though I have 36 subscribers that are just sitting there like... He just disappeared.
They're just sitting there like, we're waiting.
I think I last uploaded a video in either June or September. And that was it. I didn't say anything. I just never
You just
did that.
Left.
I just left. I was just like...
You're like, deuces.
Oh, here's a video, guys. Bye.
Bye.
This is the last video. I'm not even saying I'm leaving forever. And that last video I uploaded was a video I found on my computer that I recorded from I don't know when.
Oh, my gosh. So it was, not even, a recent video.
No.
It was just an old video that you uploaded.
Because I recorded a video, and it messed up. The recording messed up badly. So I was just like... I'm really mad. So I was deleting all the old videos that were messed up and things that I couldn't use.
Mm-hmm.
And I found this video. I was like, oh, I wonder what was messed up for this one. Because I don't remember recording it.
Oh, my gosh.
So I watched it, and it was perfectly fine. And I was just like, what? Why? Why? Why did I never upload this?
Why? Maybe it just got lost in everything, and you would just...
Maybe I recorded multiple videos, and I just forgot to upload that one. But it was there, and I was like, all right. So I
used to make YouTube videos. Uploaded them.
Oh, you're one of you're shy. Like you're like, oh, I'm gonna do it, and then you finally do it, and you're just like, no.
Yeah, I'm just like, oh no, I kind of sound a little girly in that video. Delete. It's like, oh,
wow,
I mean, that cough was kind of gross. Delete.
Some people
that
find that cute.
Was kind of dumb. Delete.
Some people find bodily functions hilarious. If you're talking, I'm saying just in the middle of a conversation.
I know, I find that hilarious when you do that because you do
just,
it all the time.
If you just hack in the middle of whatever you're saying, sometimes it's hilarious.
I just...
I thought that was me. I thought the burp was me. And I was just like, I didn't even feel that one.
Oh my gosh, it just slipped out.
It just slipped out. I guess I'm at that age where burps just slip out. Like, not farts, no, but burps.
Whoa, what was that?
That is a producer who's having way too much fun.
Yes.
And who needs to chill out. Chill out.
Bless you. Bless
chill
you.
Out.
Bless you.
Chill out, Articuno. Thank you.
Bless you.
I should go take a nap.
That was great.
You just out of nowhere just, that's great.
Throwback to our old video.
Oh, our old country.
Oh my god, when you were trying to teach
country
me that
bumpkins.
Country.
Wasn't that with Jalen?
Yeah.
That was.
And you guys were like trying to.
That
teach
was fun.
Me how to
Where is Shanice about to teach you how to do a country accent? See what you gotta do. You gotta...
I remember that. And you guys were just going crazy.
We were
saying random words.
We were saying random crap in a country accent.
Yeah.
And we were saying it fast as all hell.
And I was confused.
You're just
very,
looking at
very,
us
very.
Like.
I was just like, okay.
This is Senpai song. The song reminds me of Senpai because he uses it in his outros. See, I know a lot about Senpai. Ask me a question about
Senpai.
Your
Senpai is gross.
Your Senpai is gross.
I actually don't have a Senpai.
Oh, whatever happened to what's his face? Zach, Nick, Sid, Sil. Dude.
Who?
I wish I had that paper. I don't remember his name.
I do.
Well, what happened to him? Is he still around?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? Did he act like my YouTube videos and just disappear?
No.
I still have that YouTube account up. I mean, I use it for my personal use, so I'm not going to deactivate
it. That was great.
Whatever happened to him? He just... Okay, now you're just making fun of me.
I wasn't making fun of you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I can read you like a short novel.
I actually wrote a short novel recently.
Recently? Recently, yeah. What is it about?
Someone.
Oh, now I'm interested. See, you could have said something, and I would have been like, whatever, but you said someone, so I was like,
Well, I mean, what if it's like, not a someone, but a someone.
A non...
Hashtag Mino.
Who?
Who?
Do you write stuff on Wattpad?
Yeah, but I don't ever post anything. I don't, like, write it on Wattpad. Like, it was about Mino. Shout out to all the Maze Runner fans out there.
Oh!
Mino know where Mino go.
Mino? Is that, like, a ship name, or is that someone's... I can't
remember. No, Mino, the runner, the original runner. The one with the fluffy hair.
I'm having a hard time remembering the book. It's been a while.
The book?
The Maze Runner's a book.
I know. You haven't seen the movie?
No.
Boy.
I would rather...
Quit wasting my time.
Yeah,
I would rather read the book than watch the movie, because there's no way that movie's going to be as amazing.
I'd rather watch the movie because they're cute.
Well, there's two types of people.
There's Thomas... The blonde British guy.
Yeah. Way to go, Sydney.
And Mino. No, those are my favorite.
Really pissed off.
Mino. Yeah. Mino. Was he the dude that was like befriended Thomas at the beginning?
No.
Or is
that
he
was the leader?
He's the main runner, right? Like the.
I literally said that 1 minute ago.
My brain is on overdrive right now.
He's like Asian.
Yeah, okay. I know who you're talking about.
Yes. Mino.
Yes.
Mino know where Mino go.
Chill.
If anyone has seen Maze Runner 2,
oh my God,
the Scorch Trials, they'll know what that is.
I didn't even get
means.
To fully read that book yet.
Why?
Do you ship Mino with someone? Or do you do Mino X? You do Mino X Reader, don't you?
What does that mean? I don't know. I just wrote a novel about Mino, and I was like, yeah. I'm not going to share it. Like,
you don't know how to Wattpad, apparently.
I don't, because I don't post anything. I just read on Wattpad.
I have 5 stories on Wattpad, and one of them has over 50,000 reads, so...
Why?
Why what?
Why haven't you given me your account?
Because that's none of your business on what I write about.
Then why are you asking me about mine?
Because
I'm your
host.
Get back
to work, you slacker.
But I'm your co-host.
Which gives you no right to ask about my personal issues.
What if it is not personal?
But...
Wait, personal issues?
What? I don't know what I say.
We are so, like,
I am gone
today.
I am gone. Like, I don't know.
Please excuse any sentence coming out of our face that does not make sense.
Our face. Like, the most productive thing that I was able to do today was find something that kind of matched. Like, I threw together
okay,
this
once
outfit.
Once again, if, like, you have watched most of our shows, like, stripes every day, yes. Like, literally, we have matched every time we wear stripes.
That is kind of weird.
That is so
this
weird.
Is the second
and
time.
It's a V-neck.
This is a V-neck? Oh, it's a V-neck.
Is it? I don't know.
Mean,
I'm blind.
Not,
I can't see.
Kinda. Not really. It's not a
well,
deep...
it's not like a V-neck, like a,
it's
like
not
a girl's
deep
V-neck.
One.
It's, like, kind of like a round V-neck. Like, it, like... ends up
a round V. That's
like
what I
more like
that's
obtuse.
What I got from
like
that.
It's more
obtuse.
Yeah.
You mean acute?
No, because acute would mean like this.
Acute is kind of like this. Obtuse is okay.
Obtuse
this is acute.
Bigger.
This is a this. Excuse you. This is acute. This is a right angle. Anything past that is obtuse.
Yeah.
So what you did was acute.
I meant yours is obtuse because
not,
it's
this
like
this isn't obtuse.
Yes, it is.
This is a cone, all right? Let's just settle with a geometric figure of a cone.
Boy.
Not even gonna say it.
Come at me, bro.
You wanna... Who has more followers on Wattpad?
Sydney.
You have 1.
So you've seen my account.
I think you posted on Snapchat, and I
it's
looked it
my
up.
Oh, yeah,
way,
true.
Lord.
I was like,
Hell, it's my way.
True. Tell me some, like, books to read or something. Because I only read 2 books. And, well, one of them isn't even a book. One's just, like, a collection of short stories that are really cute.
I don't want to know what you're into.
Okay, literally, the only books that I read are, like, I don't want to say, like, okay, they're kind of love stories. But it's, like...
I don't even know why you start. Hello. I don't even know why you started laughing.
Because, like, I find it, like, weird that I read love stories. Because, like.
Do you know. I'm not even going to bring
them.
That story into this, but.
You bring know, it up. Do it. I'm not dare you.
That,
dare you.
That book
dare
is
you.
Not PG-13.
Dare you. Dare you.
Chill. You need a chill.
What's chill? I left that in 2015.
Obviously.
Obviously.
You also left your sanity with it.
I've never had that.
Join the club. I have been weird my entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same.
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again, I thought that was me.
Whoa.
I thought it was just like.
Whoa. Wait.
So what do you do in the hours of you staying up in the all night?
Well. Sometimes I'll get around and, like, walk around my house in the dark.
Yeah, ain't nobody got time for that.
Well, I just do it because I wanna hatch my Pokemon eggs.
Pokemon? See, I haven't gotten that far in Pokemon Go. I don't know what Pokemon eggs are. I have a Squirtle.
That's it?
Yes.
Great.
And I do not feel like walking around in this heat to catch a Diglett.
Well, I'm, like, in my house. Plus, I caught 3 in my house, so.
How do you catch Pokemon in your house?
They appear in your house?
None have appeared for me.
Well, I think it was because I had an incense on.
A what?
An incense. It's like this pink dust that goes around you, and it, it, like, has a smell,
for.
And yeah.
Good Englishing.
Thank you.
All I got from that was, okay. So I gotta use the incense.
To attract the Pokemon to you. And okay. You don't even have to move. And, like, one will show up every 5 minutes a little extra.
The incense do, or?
Yeah, the incense. So, it lasts for 30 minutes.
Oh, sweet.
And so, every 5 minutes, you'll get 1 Pokemon, or sometimes you'll get more. Like, I got 8 from 1 incense.
What? I have 2 of those, and I haven't used them yet.
Why?
I didn't know what they were for.
I had 3. It's great, though, when you, like, use it when you're out and about. Because then, like, a lot of them will, like, come towards you. Plus, you can just get the extra ones on the way. And, but, yeah, like, I thought it was really cool that I could use it at my house. Because then I didn't have to move. And that was great. Because I don't like moving. Because I'm lazy.
If I still have Pokemon Go during the winter, I am hunting for some Pokemon.
Why, though?
Because it's too hot to be walking around.
Well, when you're in a car, it's different. But it sucks when you're in a car at the same time. Because, like, you're driving fast because you have to. And, like, there could be, like, a really cool Pokemon.
And you're just like
you're just like, oh,
just
no.
Chuck a Pokeball in that direction and pray right? You catch him. Mewtwo! Ah!
Right?
I pray I caught him.
I don't even know. No, but I always get so mad when, like, I'm trying to catch a Pokemon and it's a really, like, strong one. So I can't get it. And then it ends up just, like, running away. Like, why do you do that to me? Like, you know how much stress you're causing me in my life? Like...
I mean, I take Pokemon seriously, but I don't stress out over stuff like that.
I do.
That's...
I got so mad one time because I was trying to catch a Pokemon, and my phone died.
What made me mad is when you posted that picture of you were right next to a Pikachu, and you didn't have any Pokeballs. I laughed. And I cried on the inside, because if I found a Pikachu, and I didn't have any Pokeballs... I would chuck my phone.
It was the worst thing ever, too, because I could not throw a temper tantrum because I was in the grocery store, literally.
You're just sitting there like...
And I was just like, I screenshotted it and I was like...
Breathe in, breathe out. Like... Breathe in, boy.
Woosa, woosa.
I would have tried to kick that Pikachu. I'm gonna get you one way.
My phone is so, like, dumb with it, though. Like, I can't use my camera. I just have to, like, straight up just use, like, the, like, not my camera.
Why?
You not well, have cause, a... like, whenever I try and use my camera and I look around for the, like, Pokemon, like, it's not there. And then it'll be, like, can't detect camera or something, but I think it's because, like, there's, like, this speck on my camera, and I think it might be, like, a crack from the inside or, like, something on the inside, and it's, like...
So your phone's busted up, and it won't let you play Pokemon Go properly.
It's not busted up, but it just won't let me play Pokemon correctly with my, like, with my camera, which sucks, because it's more fun with your camera.
That's her excuse.
Let's just it is! Okay, I drop my phone all the time.
Yeah, that's heartwarming. Yeah, next Christmas, don't give Cindy an iPhone.
Right?
Unless you give her an OtterBox.
Oh, yeah. I don't like OtterBox either.
You just needed one O and you have... do you believe in magic right there?
My brother used to have OtterBox. So at first I was like, but then I was like,
See, when you get a new iPhone and you don't have a case... You lightly set it down on whatever surface. You have a case on it, like moi, just a simple case. You can lightly toss it. You have an OtterBox. You can chuck that thing. You can chuck that thing, hit it against the wall, stomp on it, and it'll just be like, fam, I got a scratch. Can you clean that?
Oh, my gosh. Fam.
Fam, I got a scratch. Can you clean that?
I don't like iPhones.
She didn't mean that, baby.
I don't know, I want the iPhone emojis because I hate my Samsung emojis, but I like Samsung better. Galaxies.
Android.
Stuff.
Android user.
And I always will be.
See, what can you eat and what keeps doctors away?
Apples.
See, you can't eat Androids and they can't keep doctors away, but they're probably...
You can eat phones!
I mean, you
can. And you can keep your doctor away. If you eat your phone and try and keep your doctor away, you will die. Let me tell you that now.
That's true.
Like, you need to go to the doctor if you eat your Apple iPhone.
Let me get the doctor. Never.
Right? Like, no.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Yeah, they meant an apple, not your phone.
Yeah, not your Apple phone.
Oh, you thought I only... You thought I only ate my phone? No, I ate my Mac, my iPad Mini. It's just like...
Go to the hospital, please. Before you start pooping wires.
Wires is the thing that... At least you thought nicely is just if you start pooping wires. No. The plastic and glass and everything that is in that is going to come out too.
No, I'm going to puke.
They go in and cut it out or it comes out naturally. Either way, it is going to be painful.
No.
And it's going to take some time to recover. You're not about the eating devices life?
No, not at all.
I am spitting profusely.
All right.
Do you have any chewing habits?
Chewing habits? I bite my nails.
I do too. Big time.
When I chew gum, I always chew it in the back corner. And I don't ever do it on this side. So this side is always sore and it hurts.
No, I'm not talking about just simple stuff like that. I'm talking about you see something like a pen cap and you gotta chew it.
Oh yeah.
And once you start chewing it, you can't stop.
Yeah. All the time.
I was about to say something. I have weird addiction to seeing pencil caps
or
pen caps or Capri Sun straws.
Yeah.
Or water bottle tops, and I start chewing on them, and I can't stop until my jaw starts hurting.
Remember the story how I told you when I was chewing the water bottle lid in class, and I got in trouble for it?
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
That shows who I am. Yeah, and I always chew my straws, and that's how, it's my drink. That's how
I just ignore that. you might have heard that, but you don't want to know what that was.
I saw it too. I'm pretty sure everyone else did.
Well, if they're watching, this is a weird day to do a stream.
True. But that's okay. Today's a good day. I feel good about today.
Especially since we're doing a show this week because Little Miss Muffet over there.
Muffet?
Yes. Was sick last week.
You know what? Don't blame me. I cannot control my puking.
I cannot control my puking.
Unless you want me in here, throwing up all over the studio. Let me just puke everywhere for you.
We have a problem with what you said.
Oh.
You can't control your puking.
I can't.
Why is that the thing? Why couldn't you say you can't control your immune system? You can't control the disease that gets you sick. No. I can't control my puke.
I'm not infected.
Not that kind of disease. The simple little bug that ate inside your body and was just like, nom, nom, nom.
No.
And is flowing through your bloodstream and got to your heart. And it was just like, your heart's just like, oh my God, I'm dying. Help me. Help me. White blood cells? Red, okay. White? One.
I don't know. White blood cells. I'm not smart and I don't think about that.
Your heart was just like, oh, help me, white blood cells. And they were just like, nah, fight the disease. And then the disease was just like,
disease.
And then your white blood cells were just like, yes. Now let's help her get back to healthy. And then your red blood cells did their thing, and the white blood cells did their thing, and your heart went da-dum, 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 and then your body was just like, happy.
Yikes.
And everything you puked out were the dead white blood cells and the diseased cells.
I'm seriously going to puke. I hate
everything. Please do. That would make for great entertainment.
Gross. I hate, like...
It'd be like Pitch Perfect. I don't even know how to respond to that.
I hate, like, getting sick because I hate puking because of this one time when I went out.
I thought you were going to say you hate puberty. I'm sorry. I hate puberty. And I was just like, what does that have to do with anything?
No, and then I hate puking because this one time I went to the movie theater and I had...
Sounds like a dying pig.
And, like, I had, like, a boot on my leg because I had fractured it or something, and I had a lesion in my leg, so I was on crutches, and I had this dumb looking boot on, and I was wearing this blue sundress, and all of a sudden I wasn't feeling so good, and we were in the movies, and I decided to puke all over myself. It was great.
Yes.
And I can tell you what movie it was for. The Smurfs.
I never watched The Smurfs. I don't like The Smurfs.
I will never watch it again.
Every time you watch it, you just want to...
Right? Every time I'm just like...
Bleh. So, I know a way to make you not want to hurl.
Explain.
Well, you ever heard of the game called Habu?
No.
I don't know where you live.
I live on...
Street.
Name.
With planet.
Address.
And people.
And numbers.
And cars.
Cars.
Jake!
And dogs.
And
then I have two other dogs.
And then don't
I have four dogs total. Two of them are my brothers.
So many pupper schnapps. Are they... I don't even know why that was funny.
Because I call my brothers dogs.
Oh!
Wow. He got onto it. I'm surprised. Great.
So... I would like to explain to y'all about the wonderful thing.
The thing.
The wonderful community of
Habu!
See, Habu is an online game where you create your own avatar. Little Habu. Little Habu person. And y'all, can you stop?
Sorry, I just realized I know what you're talking about.
And what y'all do is you can do... You can, like, role-play in different places. There's, like, groups, and you can role-play in the hospital and be a nurse, doctor, surgeon, patient. You can go to military agencies. You can go to castles, medieval times, and race car, NASCAR, and all that thing. Or you can just go to, like, coffee shops or the clubs and whoop, whoop. See, yeah. And that's Habu. But I wanted to... Howdy, hoosies! What I was going to continue saying...
Go on.
...was that moi joined a military group on Habu. I roleplay in it, but it's life, and everything I do reflects my current life.
Oh!
I joined the USDF, the United States Defense Federation, and,
Oh!
Chill. And, yeah, I have, joined the OJFD... And I am an E6. I'm part of the Air Force. So if any of y'all play Habu and you're part of the USDF, sometimes just shout it in HQ and be like, hey, who's the host of Little Fella Radio? Are you in here? I'd be like, hey, friend, that's me. And you'd be like, ah, I watch you. And I'd be like, sweet, here's a online hug. And that would be our communication. So
yeah, great.
Catch you later, person.
Yeah.
I'm so ashamed.
You said OJ, and now I'm thinking of orange juice.
Oh, I said OJFD.
Yeah.
You know, some person that I know.
Person.
Cracked a joke.
You know who you
I
are.
I said I was part of the OJFD. He's like, oh, is that the thing where you teach OJ how to throw a ball? Or something like that. I don't remember.
I don't get it.
I don't remember what he quite said, but.
I don't get the joke.
It was in poor taste. No? Okay. I mean.
I am cringing so hard right now. Why?
Why what? Exactly. Moving on. Do you watch anime?
Yeah.
What kind of anime?
I only watch one anime.
It better not be what I think it is.
What?
I'm just kidding. I don't judge. I don't judge.
All the time. I'm scared.
I don't judge anime.
Yes, you do.
Just say what your anime is.
No, you're gonna judge.
No, I won't judge.
You know what I'm gonna say.
There's a million different animes out there. I'm gonna totally know which one you're talking about. Who?
Soul Eater.
Who?
Soul Eater.
Who?
Soul Eater.
Well, I've heard of it, but I've never really watched it or
Leave.
Anything.
No, please.
I'm the host.
I'm just kidding.
Little girl.
Little?
I am older than you.
By like two, 5 years. I'm just kidding.
Okay. If I was older than, you're 14, right?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
You're 14.
Yeah, am I?
Yeah. And if I was 5 years, 15, 16, 17, 18, I'd be 19.
Are you?
There's no way I'd be doing Real Fall Radio at 19. I'd have like.
Why not?
I would not be able to do a show called Little Fella Radio, and I'm 19. 16 is kind of stretching it right now. Once I hit 17, it's just like, upper guy. I might be able to join Fat Guy Radio Show.
And I'll just be here.
You can have your own radio show. And you can.
I wouldn't do it without you.
You can continue Little Fella Radio.
I wouldn't want to do it without you.
Aww, that makes
I'd be
that
nervous.
So
I can't even. I get nervous every time I'm like doing the show with you. I couldn't do it by myself. Are you crazy?
You make me feel special.
I'll just like have a robot of you in here.
Now you make me feel creeped out.
Well, that way, so I don't have to do the show by myself, and I'll be able to talk to you.
I don't have to like hide all my DNA and everything like in Gattaca. If any of you seen Gattaca, that movie's intense.
Oh.
You've never seen Gattaca before, have you?
No.
That's a movie your science teacher should let you watch.
My science teacher made me pick through owl poop.
You sure it wasn't owl puke?
No.
Was it owl pellets?
Maybe it was owl puke.
It's owl puke.
Yeah, you're right.
Owl pellets. My biology teacher let us do that. Although my science teacher back in 7th grade let us do that too. So everyone's just like, I don't want to use my hands. I don't even want to use the thingies to pry it apart and find bones. I'm just like, shoot.
No,
I was
like
cracking that open and taking a whole rat out.
It was so disgusting. I hate nothing. Like bones.
It's dried
and, like,
puke and a bunch
but
it's of tiny
so
bones.
Gross. Like
you're gross.
You're gross.
Tell me what I am and I'm not.
You are gross, and you are not AJ.
But I am.
But you aren't.
But you aren't.
Yeah.
But you aren't. Yes.
But no.
What?
Me too.
Back to my anime.
Oh, yeah. What anime do you watch, AJ?
I've been watching Dragon Ball Super. It's a continuation off of Dragon Ball Z, which is a continuation off of Dragon Ball.
I don't
but
know.
But I've been watching Dragon
that.
Ball Super because it's very super.
All I know is that my husband has a tattoo of the ball.
Husband?
Yes.
We got some explaining to do.
My husband.
Who's your husband? Is that the Zach Scotty cracker lacking frap jacking dude?
No, I don't know. Who?
Sydney!
What?
You will lose your position as co-host if you do not tell me who your husband is.
I went and saw my husband somewhere. In L.A.
L.A.?
In the Staples Center.
Staples Center?
For a concert.
Talking about that K-pop group? Yes, you are.
Yeah!
Oh, which one's your husband? Jeremy, Giles, Jif, Jam, and Chris?
Chris.
Chris.
Just kidding. No.
Jijoo, Fidjul, Midjul. Kevin. Who?
G-Dragon.
G-Dragon. That,
Ji-young.
I remember. You told me about him.
He's my husband.
Yeah, I don't even think he knows you exist.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. Okay. Let's just go with that. You know who does let his fans know that they exist? Senpai. Markiplier lets his fans know that they exist.
You know what?
And that he cares about them.
Markiplier.
Because Markiplier is an amazing person.
And sleep.
And he
forever.
Is my role model. I wanted to be a YouTuber because of him. Because he cares.
You know what?
And
you
he
know
lets
what?
Me know
you
that
know
it's easy. Not easy, but it's hard to do everything.
Markiplier
but you just
is
have to
booty.
Go to Markiplier because he supports
Markapoo
you.
Markapoo is booty.
PewDiePie sucks. So, guys.
You know what? PewDiePie, I've noticed, is becoming a jerk. And I'll admit that, but I still love him.
How can you love a jerk?
Okay, well, I love you, don't I?
I didn't see you.
You're basically like family to me.
You love me?
Yeah. This is like...
This is okay. The first time I've ever heard that.
Oh, God. Okay, listen. So, PewDiePie...
The subtle look, you just...
PewDiePie as like, okay, so like he just like, I don't even remember what video I saw to like realize this, but he was just like rude and I didn't appreciate it. If you're listening, PewDiePie,
yeah, because
put yourself in check.
PewDiePie with 46 million Brofist. subscribers. 46 million subscribers who lives in, I don't know if he still lives in LA. I don't know where he moved anymore, because
I know he watches us.
Okay.
Just kidding.
If PewDiePie watches us, then Senpai watches us.
No, your Senpai can go cry.
You know, I'm going to tweet him. I'm going to tweet Markiplier.
I'm going to
tweet PewDiePie. I'm going to tweet Markiplier. I'm going to go into the Little Fella Radio Twitter. I'm going to tweet Markiplier and be like, hey, we talk about you a lot on this show. We would really like if you could give a shout out, or if you could like... Maybe we can
Markiplier,
phone
Markiplier.
No. Let's get this started.
Leave.
Markiplier on LFR. Put that on a hashtag.
Leave.
I want Markiplier to do at least a call in on LFL Radio. That is what
Leave.
I want before I
Mark.
Die. Before
Leave.
I die. Before the show
Mark.
Ends. Before the summer
Leave.
Ends. I want to have Markiplier
Mark.
At least call in.
Go.
For at least 30 seconds. If I can
Mark.
Have Markiplier call in for 30
Go.
Seconds to say hi and give a shout out or something.
Mark.
My life would be complete. I could
Mark.
Die happy.
Leave.
Markiplier on LFR. That is a thing that needs to happen.
Mark, leave.
Sydney, if you do not agree to this, you are no longer the co-host.
Listen, if Markiplier actually, like...
Don't make him pull up my phone. I will go into our
okay.
Twitter and I will put
Mark
on LFR.
If Markiplier noticed you, I would pretend I liked him.
Pretend?
Because, I mean, like...
You don't understand
it. I mean, so if you didn't like, Rihanna or something, and she, like, noticed you or something, you'd just be like, I don't even like you.
That's what I do with people at school.
That's different. They're not, like, famous.
Who knows?
Like,
my
it's
friend,
just fun to
my friend
famous
Jorge
people.
Could be the next mega, he could be the next Bill Gates. Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Or he can get married to some, or he could be considered the ugliest man on earth. Not saying any names, and get married to one of the hottest chicks on earth, Beyonce, and
yikes.
So I just called Jay-Z ugly. Jay-Z, you're not that bad looking. I don't know what people give you back.
There was like this.
I don't know why
picture.
People give you a bad face, because you're not that ugly. I mean, Beyonce
face
loves
is just
you.
Really long.
Is he? Are you calling him a horse?
What a long face.
I get it.
Good. Someone had you.
No, but like his face is just like really
Senpai music go away.
Good.
You know what?
What?
If Markiplier even if we send a tweet to Markiplier and
to
he
watch this episode,
if, and he retweets it and he retweets it, you have to do whatever I say for the rest of your life.
for the rest of my life.
Okay, not the rest of your life, but like, I don't know, until, I don't know, I say stop.
I don't agree.
I'm going to sign into our Twitter, and I'm going to tweet him and be like, @Markiplier, we shouted you out, and we would really like it if you could at least have a phone in on our show. That'd be awesome. Let us know if you would like to. #Mark get Markiplier on LFR. That's the hashtag like you have to use. Get Markiplier on LFR.
Actually, that'd be kind of fun.
It really would.
But I just like, okay, my problem with Markiplier is just like,
I'm open to criticism.
I guess that everybody on YouTube copies each other. And I'm not saying he's a copier. I'm just saying like, you know, like it's kind of like, I'm just used to the other people that I watch. And for him, like, he does the same thing. And I just don't really like, I get his humor. And some of it I like, just most of it I dislike. And
because I'm not going to say what his humor is based off of, but.
Say it.
No, I'm not allowed to. We like to keep the show PG-13.
I know what you mean, though. But yeah, you know, like, I just, like, I like him as a person, but his content.
His content is amazing to me.
To me, it is.
Markiplier can put a smile on my face, even if I was being shot.
Sky Does Minecraft can do the same for me.
He's okay. And with that, so Sydney Can't Retaliate, thank you guys so much for watching Let a Fella Radio. You're Make so sure bad. You get that hashtag, get Markiplier on LFR. Tweet that to Mark. Get that popular. I want to see that on the trending tweets. Thank you for joining us for another Little Fella Radio. Today's show is brought to you by Amazon. When you or your parents think Amazon shop, through the Shop Amazon tab on littlefellaradio.com.
Remember to tell all your friends and family about Little Fella Radio. Share the show on your Facebook wall, retweet us on Twitter, and follow us on Instagram. Just search Little Fella Radio, all one word.
That's it for the show. I'm AJ.
And I'm Sydney.
We'll see you next time. Have a muffin button day. Bye.